Blackstone Audio presents I Hate to Leave This Beautiful Place by Howard Norman. This book is read by Jim Meskimen.
For David St. John. Acknowledgements. For their deep and abiding friendship, Melanie Jackson and Alexandra Altman, and David Wyatt for all the conversations.
Introduction. Saigyo, a poet and monk who lived in 12th century Japan, wrote, "A soul that is not confused is not a soul." That philosophy served me as a talisman throughout the writing of this book. I kept asking, how does someone with a confused soul, as I consider mine to be, try to gain some clarity and keep some emotional balance and find some joy, especially after a number of incidents of arresting strangeness have happened in a life? I have always felt a bittersweet foretaste of regret when getting ready to leave certain landscapes. The title of this book comes from an Inuit folktale, one you will encounter in these pages, about a man who has been transformed into a goose. As winter fast approaches, he begins to cry out, "I hate to leave this beautiful place." What is remembered here? A bookmobile and an elusive father in the Midwest. A landscape painter whose plane crashed in Saskatchewan. A murder-suicide in my family's house. A Kwagmeriut Inuit rock band, specializing in the songs of John Lennon. And in Vermont, a missing cat, a well drilling, and my older brother's requests to be smuggled into Canada. If there is one thing that connects these disparate experiences, it is the hopeful idea of locating myself in beloved landscapes: Northern California, Nova Scotia, Vermont, the Arctic, and of describing how they offered a home for honest introspection, a place to think things through. Often, I just wanted to look at birds for days on end, shorebirds in particular. Still, I would be loath to suggest that life intrinsically has themes, because it does not. In this book, I narrate a life in overlapping panels of memory and experience. When Henry James used the phrase, "the visitable past," he was largely referring to sites that had personal meaning for him. Graveyards, archaeological ruins, centuries-old cathedrals. Conversely, this present book contains memories of places that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?